Chapter 4. In whose name should you be baptized? The Lord Jesus commanded the disciples to baptize in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When you are baptized in this name, it signifies that you are born again, and that you are intimately connected with the Father, having the right to call God as Father. You are intimately connected with the Son, because He has become your own personal Savior. You are intimately connected with the Holy Spirit also, because the Holy Spirit has come to dwell in you, and your body has become His temple, Romans 8:15-16, Galatians 4:6, 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 6:19. Were you baptized in the name of Paul? There were some people in Corinth who said they belonged to Paul. Paul makes it clear how absurd this is. Were you baptized in the name of Paul? He asks them. Whoever the servant of God may be who led you to Christ, or even baptized you, you do not belong to him, but you belong to Christ, because he is the one who was crucified for you, and that is why you were baptized in his name. That brings us to the next great subject. To whom do you belong? To which church do you belong? This we shall see in the next chapter.